Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The nation's highest court issues rulings on Trump administration immigration actions. With more, I'm joined by CBS News Justice correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, on Monday, the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to use this 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants. Under what conditions is the high court allowing this?
It's not terribly clear yet, but the Supreme Court did, in its decision, specify that there has to be due process. If these deportations are going to happen, those who are being deported have to have some ability to make their case, make their defense, make sure there's no mistakes. How that is realized by the Trump administration is less than clear right now, but this is a victory for both sides from the Supreme Court, which is such a rare thing. The Trump administration feels it's been vindicated, that it can resume use of this Alien Enemies Act, whereas those arguing for the plaintiffs, for the deportees, say they will continue to challenge it because the Supreme Court's now given them a foothold to make sure there's due process.
Scott, if I remember correctly, the argument against using this was that Congress had not made a declaration of war. Was there any consideration of that by the high court?
So that's the thing. The Supreme Court was actually looking at a narrower issue, even though this is a quite impactful decision. What they were measuring here is whether this was a proper forum or venue for the case. You recall, this was actually argued in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court said, no, this should have been argued in Texas, where the deportees were initially held. So it really was a fight over venue. But as part of their striking down the freeze on these deportations, allowing the deportations to resume, they articulated that we have to have due process, though, for those who are deported if they're going to resume use of the Alien Enemies Act. Whether the Alien Enemies Act was properly used because there's no declaration of war against a foreign nation, that's still to be hashed out. In fact, that will continue to be hashed out, likely now in Texas.
Finally, what's the status of that case involving the Maryland man that was mistakenly deported to El Salvador?
That's another case the Supreme Court has just begun putting its fingerprints on. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, has ordered arguments to be submitted to him by 4 p.m. today, 4 p.m. Central Time. And then he will decide whether to continue with what the lower court is trying to do, which is order the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from El Salvador to the United States. It'd be quite an order because the Department of Justice and the Trump administration say they can't get him back now that he's in El Salvador. The lower court said, yes, you can. The Supreme Court will now decide as early as 4 p.m. today.
CBS News Justice correspondent Scott McFarland, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.